Bring to the Lord, bring to yourself, it is written, and lay it on the devil. It can be effective. It will be effective, and we need those breakthroughs, don't we? Those miracles. I said a couple of weeks ago, oh, by the way, I must mention Pastor Jim. I know this is being taped now. October 10, I think, or 13. One of those Octobers where there's a Sunday in around 10, 11, 12 or 13. I don't have it. 13, that'll be it. That will be his last Sunday in Australia for 3 months. Bud, he's got other ones, but he's heading off. He's in Malaysia back to Malaysia. So that is the last time we've got him. But we're changing things around rather dramatically, in as much as we will be starting at 9 o'clock. And you probably remember, I hope you did, that he asked you the question, or maybe I asked you the question, do any of you sense there's a call of God on your life? And there were a lot of hands went up. And I'd probably like to extend that to the point of saying that many of you are aware of a call of God on your life. Perhaps it's been in neutral for a few years through a number of reasons. So it's going to be a good session to bring yourself a little bit earlier and allow Jim to do additional work in that period of time. So a 9 o'clock start on the 13th of October. I said a couple of weeks ago, it's very difficult to see your freedom when all you can see is your past. And we covered some ground around that. And I guess we're probably believing to see some mountains being moved in our lives. Call it whatever, call it as we may, but I know in everyone's life we would love to see some mountains being moved dramatically. Yeah. And perhaps some of these mountains haven't moved for 20 years. Some of them mightn't have moved for 30 years. 40 years, whatever, 50 years. And you watch the person next to you as praise and worship happens, their hands are in the air, and you say, oh, I wonder what they got that I haven't got. And I'd like to sort of repeat today, and you may now refresh your little minds, you could be on the sixth lap around the walls of Jericho. And remember, the next one is the lap that brings the walls down. You could be on the sixth lap. And that's what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. You sort of say, well, how does that fit? It does fit along the lines that we've got to keep at it. It's all right for you to say that, Pastor. We've still got to keep at it. We're a band of happy little souls marching around these walls, and we've been marching around the wilderness for 40 years as well. Poor old Moses had them out there, round and round and round and round, 40 years. They thought they were right. They thought they were off. They thought they were running. And then along comes Joshua and starts to talk along the lines, let's start marching around again the walls there was of Jericho. People were thinking they were seeing a tiny little bit of light, a little bit of hope. And the first thing Joshua says, start taking laps. And boy, could you imagine the muttering that was being muttered at that particular time. You know, if God put a time on that project, if you could set your watch, I think I said a couple of weeks ago, your Fitbit that governs all your exercising. And we sail off and away we go. Set the pace. There wouldn't be a problem if you knew your troubles were going to come to an ending at a specific time. If you knew this time next week, and I was watching Karl Stefanovic the other night, it's not a bad show, that, this time next year. And he gets people in there, and the people make a pledge, this next time next year, I'm going to walk. Some of them are in wheelchairs, some of them pretty dramatic turnarounds in their lives. This time next year. And if you knew God was going to deal with you in the same way, this time next year, I will be financially free, I will have my family issues perhaps sorted, I will have a new home, I will have this and this, you'd start to sort of set back a little bit and relax. God never told Joshua how many days they'd walk around that city. God doesn't want you trusting in your own knowledge and understanding. Bit hard, but that's it. If God gets you to the point where you've got to trust in your senses, when really it's getting down to the fact that you may have to take another lap. And even if you take another lap and the walls don't fall and you've got to keep going for another lap again, he wants you trusting him, not in your own senses and understanding. God is bigger than your battle. And that's what this was all about 2 weeks ago. Always remember where you sit in here today, or if you're listening on the internet to this message, remember that God is bigger than your battle. So often we want to give somebody a smack under the ear in our lives. If I could get my hands on somebody, I'll do this to them. It's happened, I know. God is bigger than your battle. And I think I finished, didn't I, a couple of weeks ago. God is saying he wants his battle back. Give it up. He wants his battle back. And it's like what you dear people prayed about this morning for Ruthie and her parents. Now it's up to Ruthie to give that battle back to God. Yes, worship him. Praise him as I know you do. But he wants the battle back. You know what was prayed in this room here this morning? He wants indeed the battle back. So I guess you can give this message many titles. But remember what your battle is. You all have different battles. Some big, some small. But just remember what it is. And just know, if you leave here today with nothing else as sure in your mind, that God is speaking to you and say, hey, daughter or son, I want that battle back. I want it back. And I hope in the next few minutes that we can establish a couple of things to get you all to rest easy in that. Do you know, if there's something before you that you can fix, I'll say that again. If there's something before you that you can fix, fix it. If you're facing something that you can fix, fix it. If the hurdle or the obstacle, or we use the word battle, is bigger than what you can deal with, then God is on your job. There's the, the demarcation line. If you can fix something, fix it. But if it's bigger than what you can handle, no matter what it is, God is on your job. That in itself is a pretty strong comfort. A real strong comfort. Can I have that first scripture, please? Travis, it's something that you all know much. Well, they both went up there together, didn't they? This is sort of down-to-earth pretty good stuff, isn't it? No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And it goes on, every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I want you to back up to that first line. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. That scripture doesn't say that you will not have any weapons formed against you. That scripture doesn't say that you will not have any weapons formed against you. You will have weapons formed against you, but what will happen? They won't prosper. So, oh, I don't know what's happening with my life. This is happening, that is happening. Yeah, that scripture most certainly says those things, those weapons, whatever they may be, will arise. But they won't prosper. They won't prosper. Goes on here today. 2 Chronicles 2:17. It's the most beautiful scripture. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. But he told them, you won't have to fight. Need to soak that up a little bit. That's a soaking scripture. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Have we been fighting some of these battles too much? That's what we've been sort of saying today. We're really sort of saying, linked to a couple of weeks ago, he wants his battle back. And here we're saying, you don't need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah, Jerusalem. Fear not. There's a clue. Say, fear not.
Fear not.
Mm-hmm. Nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. He wants you to go out and face them eyeball to eyeball. Eyeball to eyeball. Fear not, and you don't have to fight that battle. God's repeating today, I want my battle back. And I've said it a lot of times today, and I said it a lot of times a fortnight ago. You don't have to fight it, you simply have to face it. Let's say that together, face it. You need to stand in the reality and know that the God of heaven and earth is fighting your battles. You need to stand in the reality and know that the God of heaven and earth is fighting your battles. If that battle, whatever it is too big, then it's not yours. If that battle is too big, it's not yours. And summing that up, God said, face your enemy. Face your enemy. Worship in the face of that attack. The devil is so confused when you're praising and worshiping God and everything's going wrong in your life. That's number one confusing point for him. You might have just got the worst news in 3 years of your life. Start praising God. Start praising God. And you'll send the devil to his medicine cabinet and pill bottle. The attacks you are facing today are going to give you the weapons of tomorrow. The attacks that you're facing today are going to give you the weapons of tomorrow. Okay, let me pray, and I'll get Travis to take us out with a little bit of music. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift, the wonderful gift of Jesus. We thank you for the working of your precious Holy Spirit in our lives, around our lives, and through our lives. We thank you, Lord, and we understand, although sometimes it's quite difficult to understand, how we face hurdles and battles and attacks. We find it difficult to even see your working. We find it difficult to even see the working of the Holy Spirit in a situation. But we would pray, even out of today, that we would receive a measure of comfort in our lives. A measure of comfort would simply say, if the battle is too big for us to handle, that you, dear Heavenly Father, are in charge. The Holy Spirit is working in our lives. And Lord, we will see and witness in these lives assembled here this morning and those people that are listening by internet, we will pray this day that your miraculous, mighty and glorious hand is moving and bringing a shift and is bringing a change, is bringing positive results. In the name of the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus the Christ. And we thank you for it. Praise God. Give Jesus a clap off on the cross.
Cause for love.